Hello, welcome to Gleeful Podcast. I'm your host, Ed. Thank you for joining me. As you could tell by Josh not doing the intro, he isn't here, nor is Jen. They are currently on honeymoon, so hope they're having fun. I believe they're in Ireland, so shout out to the Irish. Yay! I don't know. So, I am once again here with, from episode 6 or 7 we are together, for Vitamin Puck, Julia.
Hey!
And Nicole.
Hey!
So, it's very exciting. We're going to open the discussion with Glee was most recently under attack by Fox News for casting a non-paraplegic person for the role of Artie. Do you have any opinions on this, Nicole?
Well, although there have been a lot of paraplegics cast in some other shows, I felt like Glee has really become sort of the center of attention for this particular controversy, and I really don't think it's fair to Glee simply because we don't know if any paraplegics actually tried out for the role. Was the role actually originally intended for someone in a wheelchair? I mean, we don't know all the facts, so for them to just blatantly attack Glee is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, one of the things that the Fox News article didn't cover was the fact that they did audition paraplegics for the role of Artie, and it was just he didn't come in for the role of Artie. The person who plays Artie now, I believe he auditioned for the role of Finn, as did Kurt. Like that was like the go-to person to try out as, but apparently all the people cast or all the people who auditioned, Artie was obviously the most capable. They would have chosen. I can't imagine that they would have discriminated against based on that, because they obviously wanted they want diversity, and so there's no reason they wouldn't have diversity.
Well, don't get me wrong. I think that letting people who are paraplegic audition is great and fine, but you can't sit there and have a bias for them just because the role is of a paraplegic. I mean, that's unfair the other way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, the person they chose as Artie was clearly the one that they felt fit the character the best. So, it's just ironic that, from what I heard, that Artie is the best dancer of the Glee people. So, it's like, when they're doing the practices, he's all, like, into it and all amazing, but when he does it for real, he's just, like, in the chair.
Spinning around.
Speaking of spinning around, Julia, what did you think about, I know Artie has sung before, but this was his real first solo. Give me thoughts.
I thought it was interesting that they would pick a song about masturbating, but, you know, he did talk about how his penis still worked.
Yeah, that is true.
Totally weird, but whatever.
You know what didn't make sense to me? He was in the audition room in the auditorium by himself, and normally, from my understanding, is he was had to always be carried down by the stronger gentleman.
I wondered how he so got there too.
He was just there. He's like, oh, that side note. If you watch the V pilot again, there's a screenshot of the guy in the wheelchair in the middle of a bunch of steps, and it doesn't make any sense. So, side note, I know people get mad when we deviate, but real fast. So, what did you think about the dancing with myself part, Nicole? Like that Artie solo?
I don't know. I felt like his voice was stronger in the sort of the rolling montage rather than just his solo. I don't know. I felt like he was a little weaker in that particular song, and that's pretty much all I really felt about it.
Well, on the flip side, I thought it showed a different aspect of his character as vulnerable. We've never really had a chance to explore Artie, and I think it showed a vulnerability and like obvious compassion towards him. But I am frustrated with Artie at the point of with. Like, I understand Tina was lying about her stuttering, but I think he was being a little ridiculous.
That really made me angry at Artie. How little of him to dismiss her just because she was shy and couldn't deal with life.
But, like, I felt that it was really terrible because she obviously lied because her shyness was incapacitating. I mean, and that in itself is sort of a disability that people do have. A chronic inability to speak in front of people without passing out or throwing up, or she wanted to get out of this, she lied to get out of it because she felt so self-conscious, and that's a problem for people.
Well, the only thing that I could see that I'm on the side with Artie is he feels like he didn't even have a choice. People are pushed away from him naturally because of his wheelchair, and she chose to push people away. And that's, I understand, like, what you're saying, like, but from his perspective, he's like, why would you ever want to push people away? Like, I can't get anyone, people to legitimately think of me as a human. Well, I'm not.
Connect with him?
Yeah, connect with him. Like, oh, he's just the handicapable person.
Well, that's the same problem she has in not relating to him that he has in not relating to her emotional disability.
I didn't think of it as an emotional disability. I just thought, but you bring up a good point with that. So, speaking of being handicapable, what did you think about the Rachel getting Finn a job, Julia?
Oh, Olive Garden? You cannot be too tall to be a busboy.
That is true. You cannot be too tall to be a busboy.
I work at Olive Garden, and our busboys are pretty tall and strong.
Oh, that's where he went to go
get a job at the end.
Oh, but that doesn't make sense.
No, that's not where he was at the end.
No, he went somewhere else.
I think he was just at a restaurant.
He was in an office.
No, it was a restaurant.
No, he was a restaurant.
It was a restaurant. It was a restaurant.
It definitely wasn't an Olive Garden.
No.
No.
Yeah, we know that decor.
Oh, I know.
What do you think about Rachel? Rachel's getting involved in something that I don't feel she should be getting involved in, but for Rachel, that isn't a surprise.
Yeah, she likes to butt in where she shouldn't be, but that's her character. I mean, what can you do?
Do you have any thoughts on the Rachel and Finn? Like, even though Rachel knows that Quinn is having Finn's baby, so he should be off limits. So, what do you think about her still pursuing him?
Well, the thing is that the way Finn acts towards Rachel and the way he acts towards Quinn is somewhat obvious. So I don't feel like Rachel feels that he's totally off limits. I feel like she feels she needs to still sort of woo him away. But she doesn't know about the Quinn baby situation, so that makes her really selfish. In the fact that they're not keeping their family together, or she's not attempting to help him keep his family together, so to speak.
No, that's not true. In previous episodes, she's spoken to him about the baby and how, you know, they should be together. Not her and him, but...
Yeah, but she has selfish motives, I feel, like, to look like the good girl. I think she feels like it's not going to work out.
Well, she's just hoping against hope at this point. But it's dramatic irony, I believe that's what it's called, is where we know something and she doesn't know something. So it might somehow work out, because obviously I think Finn would be with Rachel if it wasn't for the baby. I think that's a fairly safe statement in saying. What did you think about the Puck and Rachel cupcake making scene, Julia? Quinn and Puck. I'm sorry, I don't know what I said. What did I say?
You're Rachel.
Oh, see, Rachel Berry on the mind. It happens.
Oh, I thought it was really cute, but totally guilty.
Well, yeah, it was super awkward when Finn walked in and was like,
What are you guys doing?
Making cupcakes?
Yes.
I don't know. I think it just emphasized Finn's naivete in the whole situation. And I don't know. I just feel like he's being really stupid that he doesn't see it. And that he wouldn't ask somebody, we never had sex, we were just in a hot tub. it just emphasizes how kind of dense he can be.
He is a bit dense, but he's... But in the end, I think he wants to do right, but I don't I think maybe in his heart of hearts he knows it isn't his baby, because he's not really working towards it. Like, working towards, like, he's trying to get a job, but he isn't, like, he's
not like Puck, who's making brownie or cupcakes.
Like, Puck made it work.
What job does Quinn have, though?
Pregnant. Being a cheerleader? Well, not anymore.
She's not a cheerleader anymore, and she's pregnant, and it's her child as well. And pregnant people work all the time. I mean...
Yes, but she, like, I can imagine it being, like, she has to go... I don't want to be, like, on her... I guess I'm on her side. She went from, like, basically the top of the high school hierarchy, and now is, like, I'm not going to say bottom, but she's
at the bottom.
Wait, what happened to Finn? That's really selfish of her. Especially
Finn
since,
is still cool.
Especially since it's not even Finn's baby, and she's making him work for a baby that's not his, bringing him down on the social ladder for a baby that's not his. I mean, she's totally selfish, and then she's not even working herself for the child.
I think the fact that Terry, Mr. Schuster's wife, exists makes me just like whatever Quinn does, it can never be that bad. So I'm like, Quinn's fine. She's doing it. She's okay. So maybe that's my problem. Like, I'm jaded by other
Terry's terribleness
that no matter what Quinn does, I'm like, it isn't that bad. Yeah, I don't know.
Terry should be paying the baby bills.
I agree. If she's taking the baby, she should be paying the bills. Like, yeah, for sure. Do you think this is gonna blow up at some point?
Maybe at the end of the season.
I think definitely at some point Mr. Schuster is gonna catch on to the fact that Terry is not pregnant.
But no, I don't know. She's done a really good job. Like, are we gonna be entering season two with Terry and Mr. Schuster holding Finn, I mean, Rachel and Puck's baby? Like, is that how we're going to...
Rachel and Puck's baby?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Again! Twice!
Again. I believe, I just got Rachel in the mind. Quinn and Puck's baby. I'm sorry. Quinn and Finn sound so similar. I don't know what my problem is. Quinn and Puck's baby. Like, do you even see that as a possibility? Like...
No, I don't think I do. Because we haven't actually met Quinn and Finn's parents yet,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't figured out their take on it, and at some point, we're gonna have to meet Quinn's parents just simply because there's gotta be some sort of scene where they figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Quinn says in her thing that she doesn't know or her parents don't know, so I think... But in the next episode, which I read a little bit, like the two sentence preview of, Finn is going to meet Quinn's parents in this next episode
for the first time.
Apparently for the first time. So it's gonna be a fun episode.
I don't think that the baby's gonna end up with, obviously, Huck and Quinn. It's gonna happen that way.
I don't know. I'm not so sure of that.
Huck is like in love with her and. Their baby who's a girl.
At some point, I don't care if it's before Quinn has the baby or after, Puck is definitely going to come out and say something. There's no way he's going to keep that silent, especially since, one, he's in love with Quinn, and two, he already seems very attached to the child because of, I guess it seems like he has an underlying story of his own as far as maybe his father not taking care of him.
Yeah, definitely. Puck has definitely proved that he is a family-orientated person, and he's really committed to his thing, to, like, his family. Like, he goes and watches Schindler's List with his mom and eats Chinese food every... Whatever that was last few episodes. Why can't I remember what it was? And I think he's, in the end, Puck might be a better... I don't want to say, like, a better human, but a better husband in the end.
Better father?
A better father, yes. He will be a better father to the girl. I don't know. In a weird way, I kinda want Terry to win. In the sense that she gets a baby, and then Mr. Schuster still thinks it's his, and Quinn gets to be a cheerleader again, and Finn can go back to normal, not freaking out about this, and the only person that I think that could even throw a wrench in that plan is Puck. I think Puck's, like, self, like, this is my family, this is what I'm going to do, feeling is going to overwhelm, like, if Terry and Mr. Schuster end up with a baby, he's going to break into their house and take the baby.
That's not going to happen, because I've noticed in the show, the string of single parents, like, both Puck and Finn have single mothers, and there's a single father, and I'm not sure about the other parents, but I feel like they might be single parents, too. I don't know. It's just...
Well, not only that, but if Quinn has the baby and gives it up for adoption to Terry and Mr. Schuster, Puck has every legal right to contest the adoption. And I am...
Not if he's not listed as the father.
He can have a paternity test. She's not allowed to legally adopt out that child without him signing for it. You have to get up your paternal rights.
Well, like, I know Finn didn't want to give up the baby either, is another thing. Finn in the, he's like, I don't want you to give up the baby. So, I don't know what's going to happen with all this. It seems like it's like a meltdown that's going to happen, and we know it's going to happen. It's just like, we're just waiting for the right moment. Like, basically, once the baby pops out, that's when shit is going to happen. I don't know if I could say that. I'm sorry for any for using the S word. I don't know. Is that bad? Is that PG-13? So, another question that was brought up last time we did an episode was, if you had a kid, how old would you let them be to watch Glee? Like, if you had a kid, how old would if you're like, oh, I'm gonna go watch Glee, like, would you send little Timmy to bed, or would, like, how old would he have to be for you to be okay with that? Do you have an idea, Julia?
I want to say 13, maybe, because they have some adult themes in there. Like, there's, yeah, obviously a baby and, like, promiscuous sex and, I don't know, drugs. So, you know, these are kind of mature themes. The kid has to know that this is not normal, or it is normal, but you shouldn't do it.
I have to say that I would say around sixth grade, middle school age, because honestly, you get to middle school, you learn about this stuff already. If my kids are going to learn about it or are going to know about it, I would rather it be in, you know, an environment like a TV show or something where I could talk to them about it without it being an over-possessive parent or something like that.
Yeah, it could be definitely, I could see it being used right now, like, for, like, if I had, like, a kid who was, like, 13, I could use this as a catalyst, because it would be awkward, like, so, Timmy.
Did you take drugs today?
Did you do any drugs today? No, but it could be, like, you know you shouldn't do that, and, like, you could see, even in characters that they've had on the show, Kristen Chenoweth's character, which I don't even... What was her character's name? I don't remember right now. But she you saw how years of alcohol abuse led her to a road where she had so much promise and to essentially nothing. So.
No, what I really like about the show is the fact that in a lot of other shows, you get people who, you know, they get pregnant as a teenager, they do drugs, and it seems like their life comes out perfectly fine and perfectly normal. And this show... kind of, you know, it is a comedy, but it still shows, like, the struggles, like Quinn with the bills and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Quinn had consequences. She didn't just, like, oh, I'm pregnant, everything's okay. No, she's pregnant, she lost her cheerleading, which might have led, like, if she was a head cheerleader, might have led to a cheerleading scholarship. It might have, like, really been something. So... I don't know. On to the episode, which we got a little distracted from. What did you think of the Sue and, like, it was very political, not political satire, but it was, like, very, like, social commentary episode, especially because of all the handicap stuff. So, like, what do you think of Sue hiring Becky? I believe it was her name. Well, sorry.
I love Sue. I think she's a really complex character, and she's always surprising you, and she always shows that she's vulnerable, but she seems like such a strong person. I think she's got good intentions, obviously, with Becky. She just wants to show the world that Becky is just like everyone else, and she is handy capable.
Handy capable. That is the buzzword. What me and Julia were talking earlier, like right before we recorded, that what we liked about Sue, or what, like, people don't like Sue on the show because of her, like, strong demeanor and, like, her harshness, possibly. But she just, I think the only difference is, like, we all know what we want, but she has a determination to actually go and get it. So I think that's just kind of it, how it is. Like, she wants, like, she wanted love, and she's like, she went out and got the zoot suit, even though it was, I feel so bad for her right now. So, do you have any thoughts on this, Nicole?
My only deal with Sue about this particular episode was I liked that it was a lesson learned. She knew someone who was handicapped in a particular way, and sometimes people don't always think about other handicaps that people have and don't think of them in the same way that they, you know, she looked at a guy in a wheelchair, didn't think that it was necessarily the same type or same quantitative discrimination as her sister with Down syndrome. So it, like, the fact that she was able to see that and learn a lesson, I thought was really nice, because it showed that older people don't always know everything like she seems to think she does.
Well, obviously she showed some compassion with, like, she donated money for 3 handicapped
She equated the two disabilities.
Yeah, it's really interesting how things move, I suppose. That has to be one of the best things about the show, like how relevant it is, the social commentary, like all of that. I think it's what makes it like what makes the show like a thing that we have to watch every week. I mean, obviously I watch it because I want to talk about on the show, but I legitimately want to watch it every week. Do you have a thing that you're like looking forward to, Julia, with this show every week?
Like Puck.
Puck is a good reason. Do you have any thoughts on this, Nicole?
I have to say that I like that every week we seem to learn a little bit deeper into a newer to an old character that we've seen a lot, but that we don't really know their life story, basically.
Yes, definitely. Oh, speaking of, I said this earlier, and I still believe it. I demand to meet Rachel's parents. I demand it by the end of the season. I meet them. I don't know why.
I don't know if we will.
I don't know either. But maybe we will. I don't know. I'm hoping we do. I just hope we do. That's all I can say about that.
Her dad's a lawyer?
I don't know.
Maybe possibly.
Oh yeah, because she's like my neighbors are filing for noise complaints or something, noise violations. My dad's taking care of it or something. Something to that effect. Or
I don't know why, but I got the impression that one of her dads was a lawyer.
I would not be surprised.
I was just thinking that maybe he could be an adoption lawyer and somehow thrown into the mix.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh, as if it wasn't complicated enough. What did you think about, well, we discussed that. Moving on then. What did you think about the Kurt storyline? That was like something that was happening.
Kurt's story is one of my favorites. He's one of my favorite characters because he is, like, I think he's pretty complex, but his father is my favorite. He's so cute, and he's so sweet, and he tries really hard because he's, you know, the single father, like the other fathers, like the other parents in the show. But, like, I don't know. We get to know his parents, but no one else's. Like, have you noticed that? Only his dad?
I feel like Kurt's father is, like, the ideal father. He accepts him unconditionally, and when his son is in pain or getting made fun of, it affects him greatly. And that makes him such a great character to love because he is so loving.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I just realized? There, like you were saying this, that there are so many single families, which I was just like, wow, that's so many. But honestly, based on how many single families that are actually out there, I'm thinking it's actually probably pretty close to accurate, and that scares me. Because, like, Finn, Puck,
Kurt,
and then the only married, we don't know much about anyone else, but the only married people we know about are Rachel,
and they're both gay.
Well,
which is interesting in itself.
Yeah, and then also Mr. Schuster and...
Well, Terry's a terrible human being.
But they're still together.
Yeah, let's not forget the gym teacher and what's her face?
Oh, Ken Tanaka and Emma. I almost called her Irma. Oh my god.
Or Emily.
That's how Sue sees it. So, where do we see Emma going? Like, we haven't talked about this lately. Like she hasn't been around so much the past few episodes because she's getting married, I guess. And
I thought she was like on her honeymoon or something. Yeah. Like that.
I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be something. I know she's a prominent character in next week's episode, so it's gonna be interesting to see how that turns out, how that fans out. I'm trying to think. Is there any other interesting talking points anyone else has to bring up? Oh, what do you think? Okay, you know what we didn't talk about. We just touched it. Was that Kurt blew the Defying Gravity. What did you think about that?
You didn't believe me. You thought he messed up for real.
I know.
He did it for his father because he loves his father that much. Like, they are so close, and that's so sweet. But he did that to protect his father because he didn't want his dad to be bombarded by people calling him his kid a faggot and all these terrible things.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just trying to think of how our society is so, like, it's so weird. It's just, we appreciate the different when it comes to, like, pop culture, but when it comes to, like, daily living, we, like, shun it. I don't know. Like people, like, avoid people who are, like, really different. Like, oh, they're different.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm friends with you.
I know you're friends with me. So maybe I'm talking to the wrong people. Yeah, never mind. Statement retracted then. I don't know. So I hope... No, we have to check some emails. That is something that needs to happen. Because I got so many emails. Thank you so much, everybody. One of the emails that Rochelle sent me, she wants to see the Body Electric from Fame performed by the... performed by the Glee Ensemble. Please send us other suggestions of songs that you would want to see on, like a song that hasn't happened yet. Like, it'd be so good if they did this song, and then maybe a little bit of reason why, and, like, I'll highlight some of those. And as Jessica maybe I shouldn't say last names. Jessica! Jessica! Sent us an email saying that she was frustrated with how Artie, like was so insensitive to Tina. Like I don't understand how he could be like that. Like, I think he should have given her a chance. She explained herself. So I'm not saying it was completely fair, but he shouldn't have been like that.
The problem is that during the episode, he kept saying, like your stutter. He was relying on the fact that she had a stutter to make him seem relatable. And then the fact that she didn't have that particular disability that he relied so heavily on, like, it made her seem not relatable to him instead. It totally defeated the purpose of what he was trying to do. And so I kind of understand why he was hurt.
Well, he's going to be dancing with himself for a while.
Dancing. Okay. And then Trish from Hotlanta, she was talking about how she was in love with Sue, and she cried. I cried, too.
Twice.
I cried both times I watched the episode, and she said she had chills from from Sue's expression of pure love. And
she is such a great actress, though. She did. She really looked like she was, like, just really into the scene.
And Todd sent us an email who he said that Lima, which is how, like, I've been saying the city that they are from, is actually incorrect because he's from Ohio apparently, and it says that everyone in the town calls it Lima.
My friends are from Lima.
You know, you have friends in Lima, Ohio. Yeah. Why aren't they talking about this all the time? I mean, seriously.
I don't think any of them watched Glee.
How can they not watch Glee? How can you not watch Glee? It's like from your hometown.
I don't know.
Like, how do you do that? Addie sent us an email saying that if you put in Pandora Glee cast, you get like all the Glee songs and the Broadway tunes. So if you want to try that sometime, that could be fun for you guys. And I don't know. We've got lots of emails. I did read them all. I promise I read them all. I'm sorry I didn't get to read all of them, like out loud. Like I read them. And I just want to thank some people for writing us iTunes reviews. They're always very much appreciated. Monocross, Bauer. And Red Dev, Crystal, Kate Cat, Francisca, Idol Fan, Cool Girl, Drama Chica, GMWJ, Jen Renee, Gleek Freak, Gleek Girl, Kimberly, Miss Atwell, Dan the Man, Moek Noy, Puckhead, I love you, whoever you are, Puckhead. Oh, and Puckhead chose to end her emails with Own Glee Jazz Hands, so. Bonus points for you. Choose a nickname. Bonus squeaks. Chi-Town Girl. Mudball. KH8. SPD. Thank you so much for your reviews. Feel free to send those at any time. I'm always like spamming the page. Oh, and this one just came in from Coco Liner. Thank you very much. So I hope you all have a Glee-tastic week. I'm glad that Glee's back from its 2-week hiatus. It felt like an eternity for me, I'm not gonna lie. So I guess we're out. Any closing thoughts, Julia?
Nope. Wait, one more. I really like Artie's lights on his
wheelchair.
They're awesome.
I didn't notice that. I didn't notice it at all either time I watched it, but then Julia was like, "Did you see the lights on Artie's wheelchair?" And then we reversed and I was like, "Oh my god, there's lights on his wheelchair." That's epic. That's some good detail work. Any closing thoughts, Nicole?
Not really. I saw the lights right away. I thought it was awesome.
So that's awesome. I'm really excited about being back with Glee again. And I will talk to you later. Peace. No, I can't say peace out anymore because Julie gets mad. So, OM Glee, Jazz Hands. It feels so empty now. Snaps. Snaps and claps. Snaps.